appearing like a miracle round. It gets cool like a frozen winter. Will I change like summer fall? But I know love's all in all. Here's seeds are always sowing. Yeah, the grease is always blowing. We just got to lift the sail. And we're bound to hit the shore. Yeah, we'll finally calm the storm. Yeah. See all things, yeah, all things. Well, all things, they must pass. I say all things, yeah, all things, they won't last, yeah. Yeah. We could go 1,000 miles in the blink of an eye, yeah, yeah. When our loved ones leave us, we'll often cry, oh, yeah. We don't know where we're going, but we know where we've been. There's love in our hearts, there can be no sin. Give it all to the sky, bless your mind. And the world keeps turning. The world keeps turning.
Gentlemen, you are listening to the next episode of Sounds of the City here at CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Ryan. Thank you so much for listening. Some of our callers have asked what the previous music that was playing was. That was not part of my show. However, it's a collection of from the Putayama Presents. Putayama Presents, they are... I don't know what you call them, a group, but they create collective CDs from different musicians, and they have really, really, really solid taste, and they do all different genres. So, like, there's Putayama Presents, like, this one's called Acoustic Cafe, but then there's Putayama Presents, like, Latin Jazz, there's Putayama Presents, like, literally all the they kind of get all the best of the best of that particular genre, and they make a collection CD out of it. So I really, really enjoy them, and the song... The few songs that we were just listening to, the one that I had to cut off short was by Sarah Yaros, J-A-R-O-S-Z, excuse me. And the song prior to that was by a gentleman named Trevor Hall, and the song was called The World Keeps Turning. Sounds of the City, however, is the main issue of the talk right now, and that is my show, which airs every Friday between 10 and 11 a.m. My show is dedicated to promoting all upcoming shows in Vancouver, local, international, jazz, funk, soul, reggae, electronic, whatever. No particular restrictions to any particular genre. And I'm trying to just find a little bit of everything that's going to happen within the next week and give you a taste of it so you know what's, you know, where to go, how to spend your money, and what shows there are out there that you had no idea, including, did you know what? Guns N' Roses is coming back to town. Yeah, I'm right. Well, okay. I know Guns N' Roses technically they do exist, but even though in my own heart they don't exist, because it's only got one of the main players, and the rest of them are just doing their own thing, if that guy wasn't such a big jackass. But either way, he does have an incredible voice, and I cannot deny that. Guns N' Roses, they're going to be whatever's left of Guns N' Roses, the new band. It's called, they're still called Guns N' Roses, and they're playing at the Pacific Coliseum on December 17th, tomorrow night. Tickets vary from $25 to $125. I'm assuming the $25 tickets are the ones where you get to look at Axl Rose through a TV screen, and the other ones are the ones where you actually get a chance to see him up close in front. It's a little bit pricey, but I have a huge craving for November Rain this morning, and I haven't heard it in such a long time. So here it is, for you and for me, November Rain on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
HPV?
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
Cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said, sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Cause I'd rather be I can't have you right now. I'll wait here. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Said, woman, take it slow. Things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said, sugar, take the time, 'cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. We won't fake it. Oh, I'll never break it. I can't take it.
Was a whole bunch of 20 minutes of Guns N' Roses, which I had played for you today. Sorry, I just haven't listened to them in such a long time, and I don't know, the nostalgic feeling just came pouring back in. Like all their songs from Sweet Child of Mine to November Rain, which I just played, not just played previous to that, originally first played. Yeah, they're incredible. The first song we had, as I just said, was November Rain. The second song that you heard from Guns N' Roses was Patience. You know what? Slash isn't there, so it's not the same thing, but at the end of the day, like, he has a unique voice, and as long as he just doesn't go crazy and punch somebody in the crowd, like, I would love to see that show. But tickets for that show are pricey, as I said. They're playing tomorrow night at the Pacific Coliseum, and prices for tickets vary from $25 to $125. So yeah, if you got the loaded money, if you got loaded pockets, please go ahead and go stand front row. Think of me while you're at it, because I'll probably be way in the back, or probably not there at all, because I can barely afford it. But carrying on after Axl and Guns N' Roses, Joe Bonanazzo, please tell me, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Joe Bonanazzo, he's playing tomorrow night, December 17th. He'll be playing at the Orpheum Theater. Now, I have a live recording from one of his concerts, and then he played... He played a song called "Further Up on the Road," "Further On Up the Road" with Eric Clapton. This is a recording from Royal Albert Hall in London, UK. Hope you enjoy. Here you are, you're listening to Sounds of the City at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
Wow, that was Joe Bonamassa with featuring Eric Clapton. That was a live recording from live at the Royal Albert Hall in London, England. And the song that you just heard was called Further On Up the Road. Joe Bonamassa, he's playing December 17th at the Orpheum Theater. No, sorry, Eric Clapton won't be there, but hey, he was pretty amazing himself. He's from New York. Young man, only like less, before his 40s. Check him out. Really wicked show. Tickets are between $63 and $84. Once again, tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater. excuse me. It's the half point of my show. It's 10:30, and I kind of like to switch things up within different genres. So we're going to have a pretty special next half an hour for you guys. We're going to be focusing more on a little bit more of the electronic, experimental electronic side of things. And I was very fortunate to have a chance to interview Mr. Shamanoid, a very beautiful electronic artist, originally from the UK, and he currently lives in Vancouver. And we had a great, great chat with him. But I would love to play you a song off of his new release. And this one is called Cyclitch. You kind of got to get ready for it for the beginning. Enjoy. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Beyonce.
What?
Cher.
What?
Look.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Don't tell you.
Calling all single ladies, independent women, and the guys who love them. Saturday, December 17th, Winnie Cooper presents Check These Grills at the Astoria Pub. It ain't nothing but a she thing, so expect femcees all night long, spinning your favorites from Lil to Lauren to Latifah. It's Check These Grills, Saturday, December 17th at the Astoria Pub. For more information, go to winniecooper.net. Check These Grills is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. What's even better than a one-room party? WinnieCooper.net's multi-room Christmas party and Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada benefit with special guests Ono Yoko, Villa Kula, The Gay 90s, Velociraptor and Inherent Vices, Teen Days and Wobangs. All proceeds from the WinnieCooper.net multi-room Christmas party will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. Covers at the door, and for any more information, check out WinnieCooper.net.
And what you guys just heard before those lovely advertisements was right now Vancouver's very own Shamanoid. He's playing a show at the Red Room tomorrow night, December 17th, and he'll be playing alongside of a bunch of very, very wicked experimental. But when I mean experimental, I did have a nice chat with him about this in our interview. But when I mean experimental, I mean it's just different. Like it's got the groove, it's got the vibe, it's got the love, but it's just, it breaks a lot of boundaries, and I was really happy to play some of his songs. But Shamanoid is playing alongside Crady and Heyoka, and they're playing tomorrow night at the Red Room, as I said. Tickets vary in prices between $15 and $25. I'm pretty sure you can buy $25 tickets at the door, and if you buy them in advance, you can buy them for $20. And I think early bird tickets were $15, which sold out. That's how good of an event this is, because it will sell out. I will be there too. You can buy tickets today at Beat Street Records, High Life, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Puff, and Zulu Records. What more could you want? It's easy, simple, and just there for you to go check out. But I am happy. I had to cut down this interview because our conversation just kept flowing. So, and I don't have all day to present Shamanoid to you here, but I've cut this down to like a 10-minute interview, and yeah, check out my interview with Mr. Shamanoid, and we'll be back with more musica after this.
Shamanoid is kind of new to Vancouver. It's actually an evolution of music I've been producing since like 1993, actually.
In the UK?
Which originated in the UK, which grew up in the underground music scene, like the London and the Brighton squat scene, and the alternative rave scene and the free festival scene, being playing and influenced in like Mega Dog events, which actually was the record label for bands like Banco de Gaia and Eat Static, and were like the first people to really promote Aphex Twin and Orbital Fluke, Dread Zone, Aldric Tentacles, like this whole scene. So that's kind of like where I kind of grew up, and I was very privileged and lucky to be involved with a lot of the people and productions there.
What brought you to Vancouver?
What brought me to Vancouver? Well, I was actually making a lot of events in Mexico for like 10 years, throwing full moon party events in the jungles and inside caves, sacred sites, archaeological sites, and always at the end of the events, like in the morning time, sometimes the afternoon of the next day, I'd have lots of people from British Columbia, BC, coming up, just raving about their experience they had with my production down there, Soma Sound System, and they just kept inviting me to come to BC and telling me that things are really happening here, particularly on the festival scene, and I'd be most welcome and should really come up and get involved. So after like about the 30th or 40th email, I decided to actually follow them up and came up and visited one of these, stayed with someone who invited me up here. And within like a couple of months or so, I was a headlining Diversity Festival in Tixada Island, then on to Soundwave, and then on to the other festivals, came through like 3 or 4 years consecutively. And just fell in love with the place, the people, the atmosphere, the scene, geography, and decided to kind of establish
Awesome.
Know, like the thermal sound system here.
So as a, because I am very interested. I think all our listeners are very interested in how you view the Vancouver music scene, because a lot of people have mixed reviews with Vancouver music scene, saying not that many people go to live shows, or it's more popular electronic as opposed to experimental electronic. As an artist who works in an experimental genre, you know, I find your music a little bit different than Justin Bieber's, so to say. So I wouldn't call it for the masses of norms. But as an artist who does a lot of creative experimental work, how do you see, how has the Vancouver music scene, music vibe influenced you? Like, how has it praised you?
Well, to be honest, it is surprisingly disappointing compared to other places I've lived and worked in, you know, along with, you know...
That's what I want to know more about. Can you please explain that?
Mexico City, I've lived and worked there. I lived and worked in Tokyo, London. I mean, obviously, these are huge cities. But even in Mexico, it seems to be, in some ways, a little bit more advanced than what's been happening here. And, you know, the industry, the music industry here has been, on the whole, very stuck, really, into the 80s rock, you know, still living in, like, the... you know, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, kind of legacy. So it's a shame that it doesn't really have the backbone and support at this point in time to really support a lot of the electronic artists beyond an underground scene. So, but there's a massive enthusiasm here. There's a wonderful crew of people doing stuff. The promoters and organizers of events are very sharing and open to people. I've had a great response to people here, so it has all the foundations to really network and grow, and it has been growing the last year. The festivals for Entheos and Diversity.
So do you consider British Columbia as a like an electric, because there are a lot of electronic music fests that happen within BC due to its nature and its summer beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So would you, because I kind of consider Vancouver, like British Columbia, as an electronic, if I had to name one type of music that they're into, it would be electronic, because that's what I find a lot around.
Yeah, well, it's all.
But I haven't been to other, like, I haven't been to Mexico, and that's why I'm really curious to know more about the comparison between those.
Well, it's like everywhere, really, on the planet. Everywhere has individual scenes kind of happening, and then you kind of gravitate to these scenes. So if you're into kind of rock music, you end up into a rock, surrounded by people who are into rock music and love rock music, and you think that's the whole world. And then with electronica, it's the same. But like, but the actual size of events here, if you compare to like other places, they're really still quite small, and it's kind of almost in its infant stage. But that's not to put it down, because when things are at this stage, that's where there's a lot of enthusiasm happening, and there's a lot of positive energy going into this. And sometimes when it gets larger, it does become mainstream and more business orientated. And you can lose a lot of the magic. So right now here, when you do come out to some of these events, you know, you do see some amazing stuff.
Incredible
really
stuff,
great.
Yeah.
So, and we're quite lucky because we are connected to the West Coast down through, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And there's a good cross-pollinization of this West Coast music happening, which has really got its quite a unique identity, you know, if you listen to a lot of these artists.
But at the same time, I personally think sometimes it's necessary to go towards the more commercial and the more, because at the end of the day, if we want this type of music that we really enjoy to remain, there has to be money backing it up, money supporting promoters to throw these kind of shows, right?
Absolutely. I mean, like, let's just take an example like Pink Floyd.
Right.
I mean, Pink Floyd did not get to writing albums like Dark Side of the Moon, you know, but in a few years. It takes an artist many, many years to fine-tune and develop and hone in their skills, and they have to really focus, and that has to be their life. They can't be having to do secondary jobs or, you know, to support this, to get really, really good. So it is important that, you know, that people can support themselves whilst they're, like, practicing their arts and developing their arts. And, at, you know, a time like now, where people are downloading music and there's not even CD sales or music sales to support, times are particularly hard for like independent music artists their studios, record labels, everybody really is having a hard time. And you know, this is when like community radio, like CITR, are so important, because they support independent artists, where all the other radio channels are just interested in playing highly commercial music, just enough highly commercial music so people don't tune out from their advertisements.
Yes.
So CITR is really an important place right in here to keep it together, really, for these artists.
Oh, thank
you. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the music listener and the music lover who will lose out, because artists will get, you know, family responsibilities, and they'll have to make decisions where, you know, can they carry on making music, you know, and being broke and poor in a lot of cases?
Or in most cases, have, like, actually.
Huh?
In most cases, actually.
It's a real shame, you know, because if anything, it's just got harder and harder, except in the case where now the live music is really becoming a focal point for a lot of artists, and this is why record labels are now signing people on 360-degree deals, so that they can also have a take in their live shows as well, because this is where a lot is at right now. So this is where kind of Shamanoid has kind of tried to step in, because we've been, like, you know, getting pretty bored with watching just DJs.
I know.
Even though it's been beautiful music, you know, to listen to, when you go out, there's only so many years you can just keep listening to an amazing DJ, let's say. But, you know, if you combine the live element and the show and the performance and the experience of these events with the music, you know, no one can download this experience.
Exactly. I think it comes down to the live experience, where you see, where you actually kind of get on the same wavelength as a live performer, because while he's performing, he feeds off the crowd, and vice versa, the crowd feeds off of the artist, and that is what creates an incredible experience. And
exactly.
That doesn't happen that much anymore.
No, it doesn't. There's been moments in our history where this has been happening. I mean, for example, take the case of the legendary Grateful Dead concerts.
Right.
That was an experience, you know, for people, and, you know, people still rave about it now. And, you know, in the UK, we had these experiences as well with the free festival scenes, where we had amazing artists like Hawkwind headlining at Stonehenge, you know, for like 20 years on the summer solstice.
Yeah.
And these were becoming experiences. And then, you know, there was the whole underground party scene, squat party scene happening in the UK, which were becoming an amazing experience. And I think, like, the best events and the best festivals, it is an experience, the whole thing. And, you know, this is where Soma Sound System really likes to come in, and hopefully we will grow and, you know, start to create experiences, you know, with amazing live musicians, you know.
So now that you've come to Vancouver and you kind of know a little bit more about what it's about, are you disappointed and going to leave, go back to Mexico or somewhere else?
Oh, no, not at all, no. This is great. I love it here. I mean,
so it's worth staying for.
Yes, this is. I think there's a total space for this to happen, you know, after seeing and experiencing different parts of the world and being lucky enough to be at the right places at the right times. You know, I still feel inspired, and I still feel it has total potential to grow and do this. And so, I think there's a lot to come for Vancouver.
And there you go, he said it all. A lot to come to Vancouver. That was my interview with Soma Shamanoid, who will be playing a show with Heyoka and Craddy tomorrow night at December 17th, tomorrow night at the Red Room. Once again, tickets are, if you wait till by the door, it'll be $25. I highly recommend not doing that, because, you know, you don't want to go out to sell out show, because you can't get tickets at a sellout show. Cause, you know why? Because it's sold out. So I highly recommend going to B3 High Life Zulu Vinyl Records today and buying your tickets for $5 cheaper, and you won't regret it. And that was, once again, Soma Shamanoid. The first song that we heard by him was a song called Cyclitch, and this one's called Divine Madness. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, right, Vancouver. Thank you.
Oh, Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And the good music you just heard was from Shamanoid, and the song was called Divine Madness. Once again, he's playing tomorrow night at the Red Room. Go buy tickets today at Red Cat, High Life, Zulu, Vinyl Records, or Puff. Tickets are only $20. Check it out. Don't buy $25 tickets at the door tomorrow. Buy them today. Buy them now. Go. I have literally like 4 or 5 minutes left, so I think I can play you one more song before I pass the mic on towards my dear friend Jason, who's going to be doing his show right after me. And dude, you're on air, man. When you're laughing, people can hear you laugh, man.
Yep.
What kind of music will you be playing for our audience members within the next hour, my friend?
I have
don't give the exact type of music, just give me the genre. What kind of music? So
I have no idea.
No idea yet?
I'm just kidding. Rock music.
Oh, I was like, well, you have no idea. That's how cool he is. He just walks on and I was like, you know, I don't even need to think about it. I don't even need that. I just know my music. It's in my fingertips. The second I touch the keyboard, music just comes flying out. But what kind of rock music? Like I just played some Guns N' Roses earlier in the day. Are you talking about that type of rock music? Or like more like Eddie Vedder guitar?
I don't know. Like maybe just like rock and alternative with some sprinkling of folk, punk, and metal.
Ah, there you go. So it's like a nice little transition, right? You're going to start with some nice little mellow music, and then he's going to get to heavy metal stuff by the end of it.
Yep.
Right? All right. Well, by that point, it'll be 12. I can't do that on my show because it starts at 10 a.m. and people don't like it when I go crazy. One time I played Guar at 10:15. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's too much for even me. But anyhow, look forward to hearing from Jason within a few minutes. But the last show that I would like to promote for today is Thievery Corporation's Rob Gazza. He's playing at the Waldorf on tonight, actually. Tickets are $18 at the door. Actually, I take the door back. I don't know how much the tickets are at the door, but tickets are cost $18. I think they should be $20 for the door. And before I pass it along to Jason, this is me, and I'm going to play you a song by Thievery Corporation. It's called The Time We Lost Our Way. But that will be it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please go to CITR.ca. Thank you. Please go to CITR.ca and subscribe to our podcast if you want to re-listen to all the good tunes that I played for you. Go rock ahead. And thanks for listening. Tune in. Otherwise, tune in next week at Friday, 10 a.m. for more music good times and more information about what to see in Vancouver within the next week. But on that, here's Thievery Corporation with The Time We Lost Our Way. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy.
Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
How's it going, everyone? It's Jason Jung, but all of my friends like to call me Mr. Jung or Sir. I have a special announcement, so pay close attention, everyone. Next week, I'll be hosting an emotional farewell show. A farewell to Fridays, that is. I will be moving to a brand new time slot on December 29th. I'll be permanently hosting a show on Thursdays instead of Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's the start of a new semester, so the change had to be made. Now, if you listen to my show in the past, you should know that I've hosted different theme shows. I've hosted a hip-hop show, a gothic show, an electronica show, and the last time I was on the air, I hosted an 80s theme show. Today's show will be mostly rock and alternative with some sprinkling of folk, punk, and metal. On the way, The Future Will Destroy You by...